Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Final hour of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porath here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Going to be joined shortly by Jennifer Hammond from Fox 2 in Detroit. Looking ahead to this matchup between the Titans and the Lions on Sunday. But Joe, it's going to be some fun football on Sunday, especially if Chase Daniel is at quarterback for the Lions. I, for one, am looking forward to it.
I mean, yeah, it should be really, really fun.
Riveting.
Yeah, to watch some Detroit Lions football. I'm telling you, I mean, like, I'm just looking at this. It's like, gosh, is this going to screw over Derrick Henry, you know? There's so much. As I look at this team, you know, now, the playoff push is about to start, and obviously the Titans can clinch it, by the way, on Sunday if a few other things go right. But there's also this – it's like the two – you got, you know, competing storylines here. Derrick Henry, like, can Derrick Henry get a fourth quarter against the Detroit Lions? That's part of the storyline Sunday. Can he possibly enjoy a fourth quarter against that Lions defense?
And with that in mind, let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in Jennifer Hammond from Fox 2 in Detroit. Jennifer, what's going on? Thanks for taking time to join us.
Good morning. Hello from snowy Detroit.
Oh, it's snowing up there?
Well, it snowed last night and yesterday. We only have about 2 inches, probably not nearly as significant as folks to the east of us. So, well, but I like it. I prefer a white Christmas.
2 inches of snowfall would put this city into an absolute tailspin. So
I'm sure of that.
So, Jennifer, we're looking ahead to this game between the Titans and the Lions coming up on Sunday. And obviously a big talking point is Matthew Stafford and what his availability is going to be. What's the latest on that front? And do you expect Stafford to be in the game on Sunday for the Lions against the Titans?
I honestly don't. Personally, because rib injuries, we've seen how they go, and also the fact that it's on his left side. Even on Monday, Coach Daryl Bevel, who played quarterback, said that that's a much tougher go, and that's the side because you've just got to lean into it, and it could create more problems and significance for his performance. As far as his toughness goes, I mean, this guy is tough as nails. He's played through a lot of things. He would have played through a broken back last season if they would have let him. I think he wanted to even go back into the game on Sunday, and of course that wasn't going to be possible. But he missed practice Wednesday, which they expected that he wouldn't be practicing. And he's been getting significantly better, but he hasn't been ruled out, certainly, by the team. And Stafford himself even said that, you know, he feels like he's got a chance to play. So who knows? I mean, I would never count him out, but the doctor in me says probably not.
So before we continue with this interview, I only know Jennifer Hammond as Hammer. In fact, it's weird to hear someone call you Jennifer. Yeah, you cool? We can call you Hammer the rest of the interview, right? I mean,
please.
Yes.
Please,
I mean,
do.
All right. Now I feel like I'm back home. All right. So Hammer, how bad was Matt Patricia?
We miss you, Rexy.
I know. I miss you guys too. How bad was Matt Patricia? Is he a guy that the Titans should even look at for a second for a defensive coordinator?
Well, as far as his defensive coordinating skills go, I mean, He had a track record in New England, and he had success there. As far as the head coaching skills go here in Detroit, obviously we saw what the record was, and we saw how that ended. I wouldn't be able to speak to his interviewing prowess or how he serves as a second in command, because I've only witnessed him firsthand as the guy run on the show. And I will say, I don't know that he'll ever get another head coaching gig. I mean, a lot of guys who leave Detroit, fortunately or unfortunately, don't ever get that opportunity again. But then you saw, you know, Rod Marinelli left here, went down to Dallas, great D coordinator. Jim Schwartz left here, went to Philly, great D coordinator. Marty Morningwig has had a ton of success. So, I mean, I think stranger things have happened.
Well, it seems like the players really disliked him, right? I mean, that's what I got from a lot of his tenure.
Yes, absolutely. There was a lot of that. There are also a lot of the guys that he brought over from New England who are really devoted to him, who love the guy and would run through a brick wall for him and would play for him again tomorrow or in a heartbeat. So, you know, depending on who you ask. But I think the majority of the room would say this guy was really difficult to play for. He was just unnecessarily hard on his players. He really came in trying to set a tone as a quote-unquote hard ass. And I don't think it went over well. I mean, I think it's one thing to try to to demand respect and command respect, but I do think it's something that has to be earned. And culture can't just be changed because you treat people like dirt.
Jennifer Hammond from Fox 2 in Detroit on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, Jennifer, what's kind of the gauge of the fan base right now in Detroit? Obviously, we know, and Joe talks about this all the time, it's been such a long-suffering fan base in Detroit, just waiting for this Lions team to be good and to be competitive and to get into the playoffs and win some games. Where would you say this fan base is at right now with this franchise, with the ineptitude that we've seen for the past few decades, really?
Well, first and foremost, when hiring Chris Spielman as a guy to be on the advanced team to get your new GM in here is the most encouraging thing they've seen in the last maybe 10 or 15 years. That gives you an idea. And I love Spielman, and he's great, and he's going to be amazing, and he'll lend a lot to this. He keeps it real. He's really smart. He's traveled the league. His brother Rick has been in Minnesota for a long time, and Rick was here previously. You know, there's been a lot of talk about them needing to continually get involved with their former players, and I think Spielman is the perfect fit for this situation. I do think that the fact that Sheila Ford-Hamp didn't wait till the end of the season and decided to cut ties with Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn simultaneously, I think that was a huge step, maybe in just a little bit of faith being restored with ownership. I mean, certainly things changed between William Clay Ford's tenure and his wife's tenure, and now they're expecting that maybe they'll change and get a little more serious again between Martha Ford and Sheila Hamp. It certainly is encouraging to me that she's a no-nonsense kind of woman and that she is leaving no stone unturned to get this GM search right. And one of the things that they've done in the past is they just haven't really utilized every avenue of and resource to get the right people in here. And they've used a lot of first-time guys, both in the GM position and the head coaching position. And when they hired Quinn and Patricia, of course, I was one of the people that was optimistic, thinking they came from a winning culture and a great tradition of Super Bowl rings and the Patriot way, and that it might be successful and that certainly anything, you know, would be good here. But Jim Caldwell was a good coach, couldn't get them over the great hump. You know, the winning the playoff thing is what has always really stymied this team. So sadly, I think, again, 9-7 and getting into the playoffs is what the expectation and hope is. But Sheila Hamp wants more, and she's made no bones about it.
Yeah, Jim Caldwell looks okay at this point.
He sure does.
Yeah. Do you have any favorites? I know the Lions, well, I believe they've interviewed Lewis Riddick, or maybe they're going to. I know other people, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they've gone the TV. Now, I know Riddick isn't just a TV guy, but they went the TV guy before with Matt Millen.
Yeah.
It didn't work out. What about for Robert Saleh? It seems like there's a lot of momentum for him. Do you have any favorites for these jobs?
You know, I think that that's a great one. I think Saleh's a great one because, obviously, there's the local connection to Dearborn. And I think that would be a huge, if we're talking fan favorite, I think he's one of the guys that out front right now is a fan favorite. You know, it remains to be seen. A guy who's a great coordinator, can he come in and take over the head coaching job? I think they've got a lot of people they need to talk to because, you know, once upon a time when Mike Vrabel was available, at the same time when Matt Patricia was available, he kind of got a courtesy interview here in Detroit, and it felt very flyby. And he was the one that I really felt like I wanted in Detroit as a media person to cover and to also have a former player. I feel like there's a great connection with the former player to the players. I think that always goes over sometimes better. It's hard to say what direction they'll go. You know, there's a lot of talk about, you know, John Dorsey here and there, and certainly Chris Spielman had ties to Cleveland. But, you know, he's got some blemishes on his record, if you will. They're in line, too, behind a lot of other teams that are looking to replace head coaches and other places that, quite frankly, might be more desirable locations, Atlanta being one of them. So it'll be interesting to see how this goes for the Lions in the offseason, but I do know that they want to move fairly quickly.
All right, Jennifer, be honest with us. Before yesterday, did you know that a fractured throat was even possible with Frank Ragnow? What happened in the game on Sunday against Green Bay?
I saw that on the report, and I thought, I think this is the first time in the 27 years I've covered the Lions that I've ever seen throat listed as the injury. It is the most bizarre thing. I don't know, and it really sounds painful.
Yeah.
If you've ever even just gotten clipped in the throat, I mean, it, like, takes you out at the gut.
A fractured freaking throat.
Yeah, but that dude is as tough as they come. I'll tell you, Frank Ragnow, I'll have him on my team any day of the week.
Does this team have any fight left in it, Jennifer? I mean, they gave the Packers a game.
Yeah, and I think that fight all comes from Daryl Bevel and the fact that they've got Daryl Bevel there standing in front of them and talking to them. He is a breath of fresh air. I think the players sense it. They haven't given up. You know, certainly they're challenged by talent and injuries. Like, a lot of teams have injury problems, but they're really challenged. Like, the guys they could least afford to lose to injury have been out with injury, you know, this season, even in Galladay and Trey Flowers, just for starters. And then Okuda, who was really having a struggle this rookie season, goes out for season-ending surgery. It's the kind of thing where it was impressive, I think, that they got past Chicago and came up with that win, came back from behind and won the way they did. I think a lot of that was wanting to continue to play for each other, and I think that comes down from, you know, directly from the head coach. I don't see them getting past Tennessee. I didn't see them getting past Green Bay. Actually, I didn't even see them getting close. I lost by a hook in my pick, so I'm a little disappointed by that. But I will say that, obviously, you've got a running back that poses some serious problems for every defense, let alone a defense that's ranked 28th against the run. So I think that it could be a long day for the Lions this weekend.
Jennifer Hammond from Fox 2 in Detroit has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexro. Jennifer, great stuff. Really appreciate you taking time to join us.
Wait, can I just tell you how envious I am that the city of Nashville now has Joe Rexroad? Because he drove the party bus up here in Detroit when we would go on the NCAA tournament runs with the Spartans, and we miss you, Joe.
Oh, Hammer. Love you, miss
life
you. You know what?
Life is not the same. Have you ever told them the story of your going away party?
I haven't, but we need a couple of seven. But I'll tell you guys real fast. There was a Michael Jackson impersonator.
Oh boy,
and he was
comes to mind.
He was pretty
in
good.
In St. Louis, no less.
This was after Middle Tennessee beat Michigan State out of nowhere. Yes, it was the impromptu going away party.
I won't say that anybody in the media corps was happy about that.
Right. Jennifer, good thanks times. So much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Nice to talk to you guys. Have a great day.
All right, Hammer.
We come back, we'll continue to dive into this matchup between the Titans and the Lions. How is it that the Lions have been this bad for this long? We'll discuss that on the other side of the break. But first, week 15 of your favorite game, Silly Underdog Picks, will open later today. Make your picks of the three college or pro football underdogs that you think will win before the college football games begin on Saturday. This week, the weekly winner will receive a 10-roof gift card. Just hit up thegamenashville.com or the ESPN The Game Nashville mobile app and sign up to make your picks today. We'll be right back. Robbie and Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase